April 3rd, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. If thou hadst known, if thou hadst known in this thy day the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. Luke 19:42. Jesus had entered into Jerusalem in triumph, and the city was stirred to its foundation. But a strange God was there, the pride of Phariseeism. It was religious and upright, but a whited sepulcher. What is it that blinds me in this my day? Have I a strange God? Not a disgusting monster, but a disposition that rules me? More than once, God has brought me face to face with a strange God, and I thought I should have to yield, but I did not do it. I got through the crisis by the skin of my teeth, and I find myself in the possession of the strange God still. I am blind to the things which belong to my peace. It is an appalling thing that we can be in the place where the Spirit of God should be getting at us unhinderedly, and yet increase our condemnation in God's sight. If thou hadst known, God goes direct to the heart, with the tears of Jesus behind. These words imply culpable responsibility. God holds us responsible for what we do not see. Now they are hid from thine eyes, because the disposition has never been yielded. The unfathomable sadness of the might have been. God never opens doors that have been closed. He opens other doors, but he reminds us that there are doors which we have shut, doors which need never have been shut, imaginations which need never have been sullied. Never be afraid when God brings back the past. Let memory have its way. It is a minister of God with its rebuke and chastisement and sorrow. God will turn the might have been into a wonderful culture for the future. April 3rd, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Summary points. The pride of Phariseeism is that which keeps me from seeing the very things God needs me to see. My pride is the disposition that rules me and actually acts as a blinder to the truth of God. When God is trying to reveal His love to me, I often miss it because I am condemning myself because my pride is demanding more of me than God does. God holds us responsible for the things we don't see spiritually because it is only our pride that comes between us and seeing His truth. God doesn't give us a second chance at the opportunities He presents to us. He presents other ones instead. God will use the memories of the times we have closed the doors of opportunity to keep us from continuing to do that. Memories of missed opportunities are actually ministering of God, rebuke and chastisement and sorrow. But take heart. God will turn the might have been, the opportunity we missed, into a wonderful culture for our future, for us to stop hindering Him with our pride and release ourselves to do immediately what He has presented as an opportunity for us.